Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. All right, now it's time for tips and tricks. And today, We got a topic for your ass, all right? Project 2025 is a serious plan that black folks need to be aware of, especially since it could have major impacts. Let's break it down just a little with some real talk for you guys, all right? Here are 10 things black folks need to know about Project 2025. What is Project 2025? It's a strategic plan by conservative groups aiming to reshape government policies which could affect civil rights, healthcare, and environmental laws starting from the 2025 presidential inauguration. The next thing is the potential impact on civil rights. There are concerns that the plan could roll back civil rights protections, especially for minorities, LGBT communities, and women, impacting black folks' rights in significant ways. The next one is education reforms. The project may push for change in public education, focusing on private school vouchers and reducing funding for public schools. Historically, this could disproportionately affect black communities that rely on public education because we're forced to go into the hood and we're forced to be reliant upon government assistance. The next one is voting rights. They are at risk. Project 2025 may encourage stricter voting laws like ID requirements and restrictions on mail-in voting, which have historically impacted black voters the hardest. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing for none of you guys. Everything I say is straight from my chest. So either you're going to take it or you're not. Whatever. Okay. The next thing is healthcare changes. Access to affordable healthcare like Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, could be scaled back, which would hit black communities especially hard, given the existing health disparities. Environmental justice is another one. Many black communities live in areas most affected by environmental issues like pollution and climate change. Project 2025 might roll back environmental protections, worsening these conditions. We have police and criminal justice. That's a real big one. There's a potential for more aggressive policing tactics and fewer reforms to criminal justice policies, which could worsen issues with systemic racism in law enforcement. Now, I always say for the woke folks, I really don't need to say this. This is for my people who are asleep. I'm trying to reach all the people who are closed-minded. I'm trying to reach all the ones who have been brainwashed. The ones who have been beaten into submission, who are afraid to step out because of ramifications. You're the people that I'm trying to reach, okay? Because I want y'all to understand that you have a plethora of a community standing behind you, all right? And we are standing up. I'm standing up. I don't care what nobody say, all right? Because one thing about it, two things for sure. The first one come to my face, I'm gonna hit your ass with facts. The second one come to my face, I'm gonna hit your ass with a left hook. Period. All right. That's just me. I don't advocate violence, but what you're not going to do is come into my space. Period. The next one is labor and economic policy. Black workers might be affected by shifts in labor laws, including potential cuts to worker protections and minimum wage laws. That impacts employment and economic mobility. They want to go back. They want to go back to slavery. Honestly, let's not play around with it. They want to go back to the good old days where we just shut up and colored. Okay, they want us to work the hardest jobs for the lowest pay, and they want us to shut up about it. They don't want us in their neighborhoods. They don't want us around their people. All of that. It's the advancement of white people. That's what Project 2025 is all about. It's the advancement, the further advancement, the security of their whiteness, you know. And it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen because we have too many black folks that's not gonna let it happen. And I have full faith in that. The next thing is activism will be key. This is very, very, very important. Staying informed and involved in activism is essential. Black communities need to organize, vote, and support leaders who prioritize civil rights and social justice to counter any harmful policies. We need people in those positions who are like us, who represent us, because they're for us. Okay? I can't look at, here we go, put it like this. If you go to court and it's a jury full of white people, that's disproportionate. We don't have anything representing us to know that we got a standing fight in that, a standing leg in that fight. Okay. And the last thing is, keep your eye on the 2024 election. The 2024 election will be very crucial. All right, Project 2025 is tied to who controls the White House and Congress. So voting and pushing for leaders to protect black interests is more important than ever. Okay, I cannot stress that enough, black people. Matter of fact, take this back to 2008. That's how we need to come out, people. We need to come out like it's 08 again. All right, we need to come out in masses. I don't give a damn what it is. Get your ass out there and vote. I don't want to hear no negativity, all the naysaying. Listen, the worst thing that can happen is you gotta, and you check the tick mark for your own future. That's the worst thing. All right, you got your ass up and you did something. You can't complain if you don't get your ass up and do nothing. All right, if you don't get up and you don't take your ass out there and vote, you ain't got no say so because you didn't put in on this. Okay, that's like coming to me trying to hit my blunt and you ain't chipped in on this. You got five on it? Come on, man. Listen, those were 10 things that black folks need to know about Project 2025. All right. I had to bring it to you. And I feel like the closer we get to the election, I'll probably dive in more about it. Because I want to be the encouragement for you guys, man. I want to be the encouragement for you guys that you take your ass out there and go vote, not just for the presidential election. Get your ass out there in that secondary term. You know that 2 years go by, and then that's when it's time to vote for all your school districts, all your senators, your House of Representatives, your legislative, all the people that nobody pays attention to, which are the people that actually run the business. Those are the people that we need to vote for. Okay. In essence, your president is your figurehead. All right. They have power. I'll say that, but it's the people behind the scenes that got the power. And that's where we need to put the black people. All right. That's where we need to put the black people. So everyone can get a fair shot at life. Okay. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.